at BWI 63, at Dulles 63, at the White House 65. 65 fun loving degrees. At 5:32, that's the news. I'm Dave Schreiber on W.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
ABA.
Thank you very much, Dave. This is the Morning Zoo Show starring Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Hi, I'm their producer, Frank Murphy. 5:32 and a half on 105 WAVA. Today, a fabulous Wednesday morning edition of the Morning Zoo program. Don and Mike are back, and on the program, we've got some great stuff, including Jason Hervey of the Wonder Years, who plays older brother Wayne Arnold, is due to stop by here around 8 o'clock or so to talk about his new drug awareness program and the big graduation ceremony that happened today down at the Lincoln Memorial. We'll hear about that on the program. News about the new 900 number from the folks at Entertainment Tonight. A scientist says the best way to solve the problems of this world is to just get rid of the moon, blow it up, and he's in People magazine now, and he seems serious about this. Also, an expert on mustard has got recipes, remedies, and all sorts of things you can do with mustard. And our spies report that basketball great Bill Laimbeer is in Washington. We'll have news on that as well. It all starts off with the cavalcade of comedy coming up on your radio next. How much confidence does Amoco have in the quality of Ultimate Gasoline? They guarantee it. Ask your dealer about the Amoco Ultimate Gasoline Guarantee. Amoco Ultimate, your car knows. Before you sell your home, talk to an expert. Across North America, RE/MAX sales associates average twice as much experience and three times as many sales as other real estate agents. RE/MAX, a step above the crowd. This week at Superfresh, save $2 a pound on fresh flake and lump back thin crab meat. Only $7.99 for a one-pound can, plus cantaloupes 99 cents each with a store coupon, only at Superfresh, the freshest way to save.
Good morning from Don and Mike, WAVA.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. For if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general?
Get out of bed, wash your face and
get down, Mama.
You got to head bed and wash your face and stand.
Put a little bit of feeling.
Get the twitching and the kitchen. Rattle them pots and pans. Get up and shake. Rattle and roll. Come on and shake. Rattle and roll. Come on and shake. Rattle and roll. Come on and shake. Rattle and roll. You want to write to serve your doggone soul. Wake up.
It is a rather toilet paper.
No, we're not. I bought some yesterday. It's in the closet in the kitchen.
I ain't in the kitchen.
A gentleman who helps me get the young people and helps me with the top 40. That's a hell of an audience. If we can get to that audience and stir their emotions and maybe move their hearts a little bit to get into their pockets, that's a hell of an audience. The audience he plays to, Mr.
Geronimo.
A gentleman who's not only a tremendous singer and probably one of the best in the business, but a gentleman who has cared desperately about my kids and about what we do each year. I'm delighted that he's with us again. Mr.
Mike O'Meara.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Power 105 WAB.
Eddie Cowabunga.
What the heck was that?
Looked like sort of a big title in a trench coat.
I have sinned against you.
It's a chance to explore and expand, to go where no genitalia has ever gone before.
I need some very quick money. I mean, I need it now. I'm desperate to turn this around. I need to turn it around enough so I'll know when March comes, I won't be taken. I'll get to live. My life will be extended because my life is, my work is not finished.
I went to New York. I had a dream. I wanted to be a big star. I didn't know anybody. I wanted to dance. I wanted to sing. I wanted to do all those things. I wanted to make people happy. I wanted to be famous. I wanted everybody to love me. I wanted to be a star. I worked really hard, and my dream came true.
I heard that you were feeling ill, headache, fever, and a chill. I came to help restore your pluck, because I'm the nurse who likes to...
Magoo, you got it again.
We're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a load of money.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
That both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
Shall we activate the Bat computer?
That sounds like a good idea.
I find you to be odious, abhorrent, and insegrevious. I must handle this in my own way. Don't be shocked by anything that happens.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
What idiots we are. Now, why couldn't we have worked that out?
Oh, dear, is there anything left to believe in?
It appears she has the power to cloud men's minds.
Chief O'Hara and I will stay by the bat phone.
You must have flipped your raspberry, Joker. Yeah. You could fight him with conventional weapons. That could take years. And cost millions of lives. In this case, I think we have to go all out. I think this situation absolutely requires a really futile and stupid gesture be done on somebody's part.
We're just the guys to do it.
Hi. This is a naked Joan River saying hello to you.
Put your name here.
Now, wait a minute.
Because this is your very own personal cassette that I recorded just for you.
Uh-huh.
Put your name here again.
No, wait a minute. Now...
Because I wanted to do something for you and for you only.
This isn't...
Put your name here again.
This isn't personal, though.
I know it sounds crazy.
Wait a minute.
Put your name here again.
Don Geronimo.
I'm sick of this.
I am, too.
But what I've always looked forward to is to spending time when I retire in...
Put the name of your city here.
Washington.
And just sitting around and listening to my favorite, yes, my favorite radio station. No.
Put in your call letters here.
WAVA radio.
Anyhow.
Wait a minute.
Put your name in here for the fifth damn time.
Now, just hold on and wait 1 second, darn it. I thought that this was supposed to be a personal message to me from Joan Rivers, and all I keep getting is all of this put your name here stuff. I mean, when is Joan Rivers going to talk to me personally? That's what I want to know, right?
You pig! You think you're so damn good. Well, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Put your name here.
No, I don't want to know the damn name, okay?
Wait.
Let me tell you something else. I have got pictures on you and that little underage teeny bopper.
Uh-oh.
Put underage teeny bopper's name here.
Uh-oh.
Not to mention I've got pictures of you on Waikiki Beach on your trip to Hawaii that you just happened to win right after you play that stupid Don Ho record.
Don Ho.
Well, you're going to be very sorry.
Put your name here.
No, wait a minute.
I told you, I don't want to know that name. All they want to play around here is Yoko Ono, Ozzy Osbourne, the Trampy Go-Go's, Berlin, Hamburg, whatever the hell they are. No wonder you're the lowest radio station. You're a s***y station.
Oh. Put your call letters here.
I don't want to know their s***y call letters.
Don Geronimo,
WAVA. I'm having chest pain.
I'm calling paramedics and your family, Mr. Milburn.
I am the truth. We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Yeah.
And if Jesus, who's speaking to us, to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
Hi, this is Chuck Robb, and I never listen to Mike on WAVA.
Could you just please say Don and Mike? We'll splice it in.
Yeah, just this is Senator Robb. I never listen to Don and Mike on WAVA.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike, Senator. That's all we
need. I've got to offend both of you, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I never listen to Don or Mike on WAVA.
First, you're a slob. You dress like a bum. Second, you're unmotivated. You have no self-esteem, no thought about the future. You're inconsiderate. You're insensitive. You're insincere.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
Boys, just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Pa.
Well, I appreciate it. But why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister. You had recorded it also.
That's just wonderful. Real thoughtful of you, fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday.
How old am I? Oh, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Well, how about a song now?
Oh, wait a minute. There's something I'd like to say. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
There's a monster in my pants, and it does an empty pants. When it moves in and out, everybody starts to shout.
Get the girl.
Oh, Don, gentlemen, no cause for celebration. In addition to her bad looks, she's hard of hearing, emotionally unstable, and not the clean one. Does she have a sister?
Unless I'm reading this whole thing wrong, I think you're trying to seduce me.
Gary!
Oh, I deserve to die. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to say that. Is that what you think?
I should die. No, that's not what I think
at all. Would you like me to seduce you, Gary?
No.
Is that what you've been thinking?
No, I was thinking about detente the whole time. I swear.
Because if that's what you really want, Gary, I want you to know that I will make myself available to you at all times.
You know, I haven't felt this awkward since my gym teacher hit on me.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of dogs from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Oranges, who said there ain't no rhyme for oranges? Oranges, oranges, there's another one. Oranges, oranges, there's another one. Oranges, oranges, there's another one. Another rhyme for oranges. People keep on saying that the one word that's a gem. It's oranges cause it's got no rhyme, but we got news for them. Ain't they never heard of oranges, oranges? Who said oranges, oranges? Who said oranges, oranges? Who said there ain't no rhyme for oranges? Ain't they never heard of oranges? Oranges! Oranges! Oranges!
ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Garvin's Laugh. And here at the beautiful Holiday Inn in Georgetown. At this time, please welcome to the stage your masters of ceremonies this evening, the hottest team in Washington, D.C., the keepers of the Hueva Morning Zoo, ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what this campaign is about. It's a Big Johnson,
which is a weapon system we don't need, can't afford, and won't help our defense posture at all.
I think it is a deterrent, and I believe we need it.
I don't know which George Bush I'm listening to.
It is new, and it is kind of a missile.
Which apparently the vice president wants to keep in his back pocket or someplace, but I will say this, I have the biggest Slurpee.
Oh, no. Now, come on. I think where I differ with the governor of Massachusetts is I think I'd be a better president now for having a Big Johnson.
Oh, no. And that's going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, maybe as a last resort, Kitty and I will do it.
I do not want to see us go to, again, and I'm using this word advisedly, a liberal Johnson. So I don't want to fool around with it.
Let's stop labeling each other and have our good, solid disagreements on Slurpee. Nothing the matter with that.
Let me simply say, for the record, we ought to move forward swiftly on my Johnson. It's almost out.
Oh, no. George, Kitty, and I will do it with as much good humor as I can, but at the same time, we'll do it at least 10 times. That's an incredibly powerful nuclear deterrent. And that really is going to be a challenge for the next president of the United States.
I refuse to measure one's Johnson. I am going to carry this Johnson all across this country. You know, I don't want to sound like a kid in the schoolyard. He started it. But to take a look at the Democratic Johnson, this is just outrageous. Because everyone else is fascinated with polls and who's up or down today and who's going to be up or down tomorrow. I want to hold this Johnson. The longest expansion in modern history until everybody in America benefits.
Prepare ship for light speed.
No, light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take it.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Prepare ship! Prepare ship! For ludicrous speed. Fasten all seatbelts. Seal all entrances and exits. Close all shops in the mall. Cancel the free-range circus. Secure all animals in the zoo.
Give me that, you petty excuse for an officer. Now hear this. Ludicrous speed.
Sir, had you better buckle up?
Now buckle this. Ludicrous speed. Go!
Will you send a one-time gift in January? Will you do it? And then will you pledge for February and March some amount God lays on your heart? Could you send $100? Is God putting $1,000 on your heart? More or less, or $10 or $5? Please help extend my life. We lack $4.5 million between now and March. Help us. Help us. Help us. Please hurry. I need your help. Until I hear from you, remember, greater is he who's in you than he that is in the world.
A little girl playing, having church with her friends, dreaming of the day she'd sing and broken hearts would mend. A little boy dreaming of how he treats God's word. Crowds would come, souls were won, hardened hearts were stirred.
Oh! 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 Larry! Oh, Larry! I'm so aggravated! Oh, Larry!
You know, I guess the thing that I love more than all is this pornographic magazine. I don't have the words to explain it. I need it. I need it one more time. Now listen carefully to me. Unless I can get Penthouse magazines from all of our supporters, February the 26th will be the last pornographic television program that we will air. It's so important. Thank you.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers.
Dad?
Yes?
Does it ever get better?
Well, Beaver, I wish I could say so, but the fact of the matter is that it gets an awful lot worse before it gets better.
We're in real big trouble.
I don't know. After what Dad said last night, there's no telling what he'll do.
Hey, Wally. Isn't Eddie Haskell coming over to walk us over to Mexico's field? We could ask him what to do.
Hey, that's a good idea, Beaver. Eddie's been in just about every kind of trouble a guy could get in.
You know, Wally, you're getting more like Eddie Haskell all the time.
You cut that out, Beaver.
Now, just a minute, fellows.
You imbecile! You bloated idiot! You stupid fathead! You...
I just don't believe it. I won't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Believe it, kid. I took the pictures myself. She played patty cake.
It's a good thing we had a talented daughter.
I can only hope that she was mine. With you as her mother, her father could be anybody in actor's equity.
She's talented, so it's unlikely she's yours. Good morning.
We've got a lot of good news for you.
When someone wakes us up in the morning, we don't whine and complain, do we? We get up when we are called, and we have to be called only once. When we get up, they can count on us to wash ourselves without a fuss. We dress ourselves, it's easy to do, and before you know it, we're through. Of course, we brush our teeth, the row on top and the row beneath. We comb our hair, it's fun to do, and before you know it, we're through.
Listen, hotshot, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out, but until they change the laws to put you sleaze kings out of business, my job's to help you get back your stench-ridden boxes of smut. And since I'm going to be doing it holding my nose, I'll be doing it with one hand.
The best thing about waking up is Don and Mike.
Thanks, Al.
Hey, Randy Bogarden. Don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Bart Simpson here from The Simpsons on Fox. Cool your jets, man. Don and Mike will be right back on 105 WADA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're having fun in the morning, music all day.
Howdy, this is the amazing Creston, and if you could read my thoughts, you'd know that I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, The Morning Zoo, on 105 WAVA.
Hi,
this is Ted Danson, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 105 WAVA. Never. Absolutely never.
Hi, this is Jason Herbie, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, the Morning Zoo, on 105 WAVA. I mean, never.
Hi, this is Robert Goulet, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, the Morning Zoo. And I want to tell you, it is a zoo on 105 WAVA, WAVA, WAVA. Oh, God, why me?
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Sonny Jurgensen. They told me to say I didn't listen to your show. Honestly, I do listen to it. I don't like it, but I listen to it. And this is the type of affair that you should be at. You're kind of people. Everybody misses you. I've had 15 or 20 people ask where you were this evening. So I think it's the type of thing that maybe you'll come next year.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up. Now you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. And the Morning Zoo with John and Mike is next.
Well, doesn't this beat all?
Here we are. We're still here. Live from the Billy Graham Room inside Salem Studios in beautiful Arlington Cathedral. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Morning Zoo Show. Inviting you to join Team Shriver, Janet from another planet, Frank and Anna and Carl, and the rest of our holy crew. Today, it's Wednesday, Hump Day, and we welcome Jason Herbie, star of the Wonder Years, Wayne the Butthead. He'll be here in our studio, live. Plus, a scientist claims we can solve all of our problems by blowing up the moon. Plus, the new number from Entertainment Tonight. And big news on the station being sold. That and lots more tomfoolery and hijink coming up. But now it's on with the show. And let's welcome the man we call King of the Boardwalk. Ladies and gentlemen.
I've been living there.
Dan Tirani Boo!
Does this beat all? We're here. Go figure. We're here. I didn't think it would come to this. But we're still here.
Good.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to welcome a man I would describe with many words, but certainly not the word sheepish, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning from Don and Mike, WAVA.
Hey, good morning from the heart of my bottom. It is 9 past 6, and WAVA will tell you everything that's going on in just a second. We know you're waiting for that. But first, here are the top 10 reasons we haven't been on for the last few days.
All right.
Maybe you haven't noticed this, but we were not on Friday, then again, not Monday, and not Tuesday. Here it is Wednesday, we're finally back on again.
Oh, we weren't?
Here are the top 10 reasons we haven't been on for the last few days. Number 10, I underwent breast reduction surgery. Number 9, Mike had to serve that 3-day jail sentence for grand theft auto.
Yeah. Well, I wanted it.
Number 8, I was called up as a relief pitcher by the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
Right. I called up to the big league, so I couldn't make it here. Number 7, Mike, of course, was involved in that U.S. Open playoff. Number 6 reason we have not been on for the last 4 or 5 days, I was protesting women's rights outside BMI. Call me a patriot. Number 5, Mike played Vegas when Rich Little caught the measles. It was in Vegas.
I love that gig.
Opening for Pia or somebody.
It was great.
But if you've never opened for Pia, wow, was he woozy. Number four, I was testifying as a character witness for the Joe Theismann, Kathy Lee Crosby settlement.
Yeah, you won that for him.
Yes, I did. It was my character witness. Number three, we were both waiting in line to see Robin Hood. Number two, Mike was trying... Number two, went by that one as quick as possible. Number two, Mike was trying to make bail in Atlantic City.
Yeah, I shouldn't have hit that dealer.
And the number one reason we haven't been on for the last few days...
Number one?
I was busy sweeping up volcanic ash in the Philippines.
Yeah! All right, yeah, wherever there's an emergency, Don. Can I tell you something? That thing is a real asshole.
That's ASH.
Hey, that's wild, baby.
I wonder if that's going to boat over with Salem Communications and I'm kiss my asshole. Come on. 105 WABA. Well, that ends the music part of our program. We hope you enjoyed it. It is 14 minutes after 6 and an apropos beginning by my good friends, Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Nana, hey, hey. Kiss him goodbye, and good morning, my friends. 14 and a half past six, I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a pleasure. Good morning. Hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
Thanks to Delta Berkshire's Coolot for listening today. Barton the Weatherman says cloudy with more scattered showers and, thunderstorms with a high today... 80.
That was our big crescendo. That was our big welcome back crescendo.
Well, we've been gone for a couple of days, and it's going to take me a couple of seconds to get used to all the buttons again.
Yep.
Here's one I'm not going to have to push anymore. It's 66 WAVA, Good Guy Degrees Outdoors right now. No need at this point to continue ripping a day off the calendar every day. It's
irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
They sold the station to the Christians.
Yeah, so we can't work on our current employers anymore. It's irrelevant. They've got other things on their minds, folks.
So here's the update in case you haven't heard it, in case you didn't read it in the newspaper or figure it out, or call the station. Hey, God bless you all. It was like an unruly, ugly mob calling the radio station the last 4 or 5 days
mm-hmm.
with people demanding to know what the deal was. Well, here's the deal. They sold the station.
Right.
The Weasels, they sold the station to the Christians.
Yes, they did. The Christian Broadcasting Company.
Salem.
Salem Communication. I'm sorry, every time I hear that Salem thing, I think of burning witches. I can't stand that. That scares me. But anyway, they did that. They sold it to the Christian Broadcast Company.
So we found out on Thursday. We found out during the show. Sneaky old Frank came weaseling in here, and he said, hey, Bungarten's here. This was on Thursday morning at about 9 o'clock. We said, what's Bungarten doing here today? Frank says, I don't know, but the last time he was here was Goodman's last day.
That's right.
So, right away, we put two and two together, and Frank went scoping it out and came back and told us, I guess it was like 9:30?
Yeah.
Said, the station's been sold.
Yeah, a long time ago, Frank slipped one of those electronic monitoring devices into Randy's briefcase so that we could track him wherever he goes. So Frank knew his schedule was supposed to take him back to his palatial estate outside of New York, but he was here, and we knew something was up, and then we found out.
All right, so we got off the air a couple of minutes early on Thursday. We went in there, we sat down, we expected him to say, we've been sold to the company that's going to keep things the way that they are.
Right.
Because we know that there was another company interested in this, and he sat us down, and he said, Boys, we've been sold to Salem Communications.
Yep.
And you'd be very proud of us, folks. No yelling.
No.
No screaming. No profanity. We simply said,
right.
Well, we won't be in tomorrow.
I took out a kerchief and dabbed at the corners of my eyes.
Then blew your nose.
And then I blew my nose. And then, of course, I just threw the hanky into the office, but not directly at anyone. It was fine.
And can I tell you something? He left it there. It was one of his monogrammed ones.
Yeah.
How many of you knew that Mike carries monogrammed hankies with him?
MSO. That's what they say. MSO on him. And, those are tough to give up, but I couldn't turn around and go back and retrieve it, Doug.
So we said, well, we didn't feel like coming to work. They didn't tell us not to come in. They didn't fire us yet. They didn't suspend us yet. They just said, all right, take a day off. And then we took the day off, and Friday we were both still pretty steamed about it.
Yeah, we were very upset on Friday, and we requested that we extend this period of time just to sort of get things together.
Right, and of course, we haven't gotten things together. We're still just as emotional about it as we were last week. Oh, Mr. Grant!
Just as tender, just as sensitive as we always have been. And, that's the kind of people we are. We're sensitive.
We can't help it. We wear our collective hearts on our collective sleeves. We're lovers, not fighters. We can't help it. We can't hide our raw emotions.
But the fact remains that the station was sold. It was announced to our staff on Thursday.
Those weasels.
Yeah, those weasels.
They sold us to the Christians.
Right.
So we're going to press on for the time being. And being as we're not going to have a countdown of days anymore, since it really doesn't matter, because we've been sold to the Christians, here's the deal. We're going to have a guarantee now. I promise, folks, we'll never do to you again what we've done to you the last few days, where we got ticked off and decided to take a couple of days off.
Yeah, if we're ever going to do anything like that, we're going to let you know exactly what's going on, because
okay.
We did kind of leave everybody high and dry, because I remember on Thursday, one of the very last things that we said was, hey, we'll be sure and let you know everything that's going on Friday. And then, of course, we were simply too emotionally distraught to go on the air on Friday, so you didn't know what was going on. And we do have a lot of people that listen every single morning and live and die with this show and have a lot of fun with us.
And we appreciate it.
And we appreciate it, and in a way, we kind of let you guys down by not coming on Friday and let you know what's going on. But that's why we said we'd do that today.
But I got to tell you, we got them by the short hairs here. I mean, we've got them by the short hairs. Don't worry. We'll get another job in town.
Right.
I mean, who knows? If there is a God, maybe it'll be here. I mean, I'm sure it won't be here, but I'm just saying that just in case.
We don't want to leave here, and that's the most important thing. And I'll tell you, that is the truest thing we could tell you right now, is that we do not want to leave Washington. And
oh, when you said here, I thought you meant this place.
Oh, no.
No, we want to leave here. We just don't want to leave here.
The big hand of fate could just come out and pull us out by the necks right now. From here, it'd be okay. But we're talking about Washington, and that's the way we feel about
so
it.
So we won't leave without letting you know, without at least giving you some subtle hints where our next gig will be. Now, you're saying, but Don, I'm like, how do I know that today you're not going to get off the air, you're not going to be told something else, and you're not going to throw another fit and decide not to come to work? Well, here you go. This is why I've come up with the Don and Mike guarantee.
I guarantee just like that cayenne pepper.
And it's a good reason to continue to use the timpani, and here's why.
All right.
Hear me out, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I hereby guarantee that we will be on every scheduled day through next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I can swear to God to you, you know, unless ring my bell, knock on four, Micah, we're hit by a bus or something.
Yeah, act to God.
Unless that happens,
right,
we'll be on.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be on tomorrow,
right,
and Friday.
Right.
And then next week, we'll be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And then after that, hey, wouldn't you know, hey, bad timing, but we've got another vacation. It's the regular one that we planned for months in advance, and we can't screw that up.
Right. And who knows what could happen during that 7 to 10 days. So just let me say, we can guarantee
right. We
will be on every day through June 28th on this station at this time.
Hear, hear.
Okay?
That's our guarantee. We got a little, a little piece of wax with a stamp on it, and we've got that sealed. That's the Don and Mike sealed, guarantee.
There you go. Right, we'll promise we'll be on through next Friday.
Right.
But after that, all bets are off. So please enjoy the next week and a half, won't you? It's 22 past 6 at WAVA. Cloudy with scattered showers, thunderstorms, high 80, and it's 66. So did you miss us, folks? Did you miss us or what?
Did you miss us?
Those weasels.
Please.
Those weasels. They sold us to the Christians.
Yes, they did.
And we will not rave out. We've been informed by, of all people, by our agent, not to vent our true feelings on this matter. So, folks, please read between the lines. I think we're being very, very subtle today in the way we're handling this, right?
But everybody should perceive that there's a great deal of anger bubbling just underneath the surface that could perhaps come forward at any particular moment.
Weasels.
That's right. Our lambs haven't stopped crying.
I look to the lambs here.
Yeah.
Wow. They're screaming their heads off.
And, I don't know whether it says anything, Don, about my state of mind, but I did watch that movie in its entirety.
Again?
For the fourth time.
Silence of the Lambs.
I watched it three times over the weekend.
Well, I think that does say something about you. I'm not sure exactly what it says. So, this also says something about you.
Yes.
And how you deal with people. Please, let me weave my tail.
All right.
We've got this unexpected vacation.
Okay. Yeah.
So we've got like 4 days off. What are we going to do?
Well, I said,
I'll take the family, load up the truckster, and go to OC.
Right.
And it's LA. We play that game again, that tank battle game,
mm-hmm.
where you drive around in little tanks and shoot tennis balls.
All right.
And other tanks. It's great stress reduction.
All right.
It's almost the best stress reduction I've ever come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I also rented a movie with Michael Caine. What's the name of that movie?
Shock to the System.
Which is very good.
Bippity, boppity,
Who?
I had never heard of the movie before, and I thought I'd be able to give you a little tip. But of course, no. Rain Man of the movies. How many times have you seen it?
Seen it twice. Seen it twice. Loved it both times. Really, really. I mean, one of those movies that slipped through the cracks that didn't get a lot of people out of the theaters, but it's a great movie to rent.
So I just did this, the family experience, the boardwalk, the Thrasher's fries, you know, hanging out with my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed to get away, and mm-hmm. you called me, and you said, listen, I'm going to Atlantic City.
Right.
I said, okay, cool.
Yeah,
have a good time. But when I talked to Frank later in the day, Frank told me that you told him you were going to the beach.
What?
Frank told me that you told him you were going to the beach. Like a nice way of saying Atlantic City.
No, I thought I told Frank I was going to Atlantic City.
No, he said to me, yeah, Mike's at the beach. I said, no. I know there's a beach there, but Mike would never go on the beach in Atlantic. You wouldn't go on the beach in Atlantic City, would you?
Oh, God.
Isn't that gross?
It's bad enough. I mean, I tell you, I was daring to go out on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. And that place, it had been a little while, about 3 weeks, since I'd been there last time. And let me tell you something. I mean, it's gotten grosser. The people there are grosser. There's a lot less traffic down there, and the city is just totally gross.
Well, don't be ashamed of that. I mean, better say Atlantic City than simply the beaches of Atlantic City.
But see, I'm thinking I would have told Frank, because I mean, if I would have lied to anybody about that, you would have given me more of a hard time. So I wouldn't have told you. But I thought I told Frank I was going to Atlantic City. But I must admit that I do hesitate every time I'm going to go to that part of the world.
Right,
because you guys give me such a hard time.
Well,
about
don't.
My compulsive gambling, and it's something that I'm trying to get under control. And perhaps I did say I'm simply going away to the beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps I did. Perhaps I did, not wanting Frank to, who immediately would jump on the fact that I was going to Atlantic City.
Right, you know, your mother. He's your mother away from home.
I should be proud that I go to Atlantic City. I should sing it from the highest mountaintop. I'm going to Atlantic City!
And you read me all wrong. I enjoy your going to Atlantic City, because I enjoy hearing about your great losing.
Well, see, when I told you, I got
and
the laugh.
And I have figured that you must have lost, because you haven't mentioned it. Normally when you win,
right,
you'll mention to me right away, hey, Charlie, look, I hit this.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard that low yet.
Oh, no, you haven't.
And is there a reason?
Yeah.
Did you lose?
You won't hear about it.
Did you lose?
Yeah, I lost.
All right. Well, come on.
Yeah, I lost. I lost big time.
This is what I want to hear.
I lost so bad that I was ready to, as a matter of fact, at one point, I made my what would turn out to be the very last bet of my little stay down.
What were you playing? What was the game?
Blackjack. You know that I normally throw the dice, and that's my gambling forte. But I had done so poorly that I took what little winnings I had. I believe it was something like $15, and I'm not exaggerating. Three little red chips, and it was $19 because it was three little red chips that I had left, and then four little white chips, which were the $1 chips. And I said, well, I think I'll take this. And I'll put it on one more hand of blackjack. So I put down my final little bet, my little $19 bet, and the dealer got 21. And at that point, I stood up from the chair.
Yes.
I put my hands together. It was a sound that sounded like a clap of thunder. That actually, when you can get people to turn around and look at you in a casino, you know you've lost a little bit of control. Yeah, exactly.
Like the Mighty Four.
The hands came together like thunder. It was flack! At that night. Okay, that's it. And that's my final words as I walked out, and then it was home.
See, don't hide those stories. I love those stories.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
How was the Taj?
Huh?
How was the Taj? The Taj Mahal.
The Taj is one of the most overdone tributes to that jerk that I've ever seen. I mean, first of all, it's got the letters Trump Taj Mahal, and you drive up this main avenue, and you see all the the sparkling Arabian Nights thing. They have this guy that walks around in stilts. That's got this big Arabian hat on, and he walks around in stilts. And, of course, the people, and I must admit, I am one of these people. I'm one of the peoples that has visited this place, are so impressed by this. There's so really little going on at this place that when this guy walks through the lobby, all the people, Howard, look at the guy with the stilts on. And then he's waving at people, and everything stops. People are dying to be entertained in Atlantic City. And when the headliner, the only headliner that I
who
could
is
see
the headliner
was Pat Cooper, when that's the only headliner. But, you know, and then they've got all the review shows.
How was the room service?
Huh?
How was the room service, though?
The food was terrible.
But how was the room service,
though?
How long did it take?
The room service.
You know what I'm interested in?
Always
the room
weird?
Service.
You know what's weird that you asked me that?
Why?
Because there is a story behind that.
Is there really?
The first night I called for room service, and I called out at the Taj, and it's an enormous place. I think it's the biggest hotel in Atlantic City. I'm not sure.
Taj.
They're all big. So I called down to room service. Room service, can you hold, please? And I'm on hold for maybe 5 minutes. And so I finally got bored. I wanted a little snack, and I just hung up. The following night, I call room service, and it's like, hello, room service, can you hold, please? I said, yes, but I just want to make an ice cream order. That's all. Just an ice cream order. Just hold, please. So I'm on hold for another 5 minutes. Finally, I hang up, and I call room service again. Room service, can you hold, please? No, I cannot hold, please. I've lost a tremendous amount of money in your casino, and I would like some ice cream. Well, I've got three orders in front of you, and I believe what I said was something along the lines of, thank you and your hotel. But I didn't use the F word. I said, screw you and your hotel. That's what I said. This was late at night my last night, Brad. This is after I made the $19.
You're in a lousy time yet, Brad?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great?
Listen to the bad time he had.
Yeah.
That's good.
I thought I told you that I was going to Atlantic City, too.
No, I didn't know that. But don't worry about it.
I did.
You lost a lot of money, though.
I don't want to call you a liar, but you are. I did say that I was going to Atlantic City. I did. I swear to God, I told you I was going to Atlantic City.
Okay.
I did.
I heard the beach, but that's all right.
I told you the beach, and then I told you Atlantic City.
Though. Damn you, Frank, you liar.
That's it. I'm sorry to do that, but I mean, it's the truth. I did say that. I did.
All right, I'm wrong. I'll accept it.
Okay.
Who do I believe on this one with the track record? Let me see.
Who do I believe?
Who's lying here?
Let me think about it.
Who's lying on this? Is Frank lying? Who goes to church every week? Good Christian boy?
He
never
didn't...
did anything wrong?
It's an oversight.
Or is Mike lying? Well, Mike's a wholesome boy, too. He goes to church every week, too. And he's good to his mom. Frank's my good friend, but Mike's my partner.
So I'm not your good friend, is that it?
Well, you're my good friend, but you're my partner.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my thinking to myself now. I'm sorry about that. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, you're right. He was lying.
No, I did. I
decided to align myself with you. Yes, he
Thank
was
you.
Lying.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Frank is lying, and it is 6:30 at WAVA.
Thank you very much.
Screaming from the highest mountaintop,
Frank is lying.
And they sold us to the stinking Christians.
Hallelujah, brother.
Doesn't that beat all?
All right.
Go figure. What are we doing here? It's 6:30, Gertie, at WAVA. It's 6:34 at WAVA. Let me clarify that. Frank is my good friend. You're my good friend and my partner.
Thank you.
That means with Frank, there is strictly friendship. With you, there is friendship, but also wealth beyond my wildest dreams.
So in other words, you're siding on me for financial reasons.
Well, because you're both my good friend.
Yeah, I can.
I mean, one cannot choose one over another.
Sure. And it's the bottom line here. That's the issue.
Well, that's what pushes you ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I can accept that, and I can deal with that. Of course, I'm the kind of guy that spends his weekends in Atlantic City. Hi.
And it's 6:35 at WAVA. We got to do news here. Hey, then a wake-up call to the nicest man in the NBA.
Yeah.
Bill Laimbeer.
All right.
From the Detroit Pistons. And you're not a big basketball fan, but even you know what a jerk Bill Laimbeer is, right?
Yeah. Now, these are the guys, the Pistons, that basically walked off the court, right, when they lost in the playoffs?
Right, to the Bulls. And Bill Laimbeer is the big, doofy guy who wears that plastic mask.
And he elbows people all the time.
Very mean man.
I know that guy.
And we'll call him in a second. I have more news about David Letterman. Now, they have some quotes in the National Enquirer from David Letterman. Quotes that I don't know if you're going to believe or not. And how about a phone scan next?
Let's dive in with both feet.
All right, folks. 202-432-9282.
You know, I feel bad now. I didn't mean to call Frank a liar, and I was upset, and but I mean, I did tell him that I was going to Atlantic City, but I don't think Frank...
I believe you. Don't worry.
Frank, come on back in here for a second, please. Because I want to clear the air.
Good sportsmanship
here.
Going to abound here?
Frank, let me shake your hand. I want to apologize for calling you a liar.
I must have been mistaken. It certainly was not malicious intent.
I know.
When I thought you went to the beach, I just had made that comment. Hey, I heard Mike went to the beach, too. And I said, no, I don't think he did.
That's right.
Okay.
Went to Atlantic City.
Both my good friends. Mike a little bit more, because I've got you know, a big financial deal.
That's understandable, of course.
But if that financial deal wasn't that, Frank,
you'd be neck and neck. You'd be neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
You'd be neck and neck.
So I'm sorry for calling you a liar. I was a little upset, you know, because I did lose. I lost big, both of you. I know how much both of you enjoyed.
I mean, Frank,
that.
I know you and I have the emotional bond. You know, BM, before Mike, we had that bond, but I've got the written contract with Mike.
For that.
Which is just a little nose ahead. It's a photo finish.
It's okay.
So I'm sorry I went a little haywire there.
But no
if,
problem.
If you'd been down there and seen that dealer collect my last $19,
you would have understood that.
And Dave, you're a close third.
Oh, thanks.
You're a close third.
Hi, Dave.
Thanks.
Hi.
And now here he is. Here's Dave. That a phone scan coming right up.
Don and Mike on WABA.
You bet your buttocks. The calls are standing by, and we'll get to the phone scan next. It is 6:42. Winning songs after 7 this morning.
Hello.
Chance to win $1,000 from WAVA. Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you the great news, just in case you haven't figured it out there and laying in bed, I am not at home today.
Yay!
I am at work.
Yay!
I am not in the